Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are, and whatever part of the day you're in. Sure to appreciate you joining me, giving me a little bit of your time, and effort, and energy. Maybe just a little bit at least, right? For those of y'all that continue to share the podcast, thank you so much. For those of y'all that continue to come back, I'm very grateful to have you here. Spend some time with you. Feels like a little bit of community, at least, in this crazy world. For those of y'all that leave the ever so kind comments online or tell me in person when you see me, thank you so much. Homestead, not a lot. We're still seeing if the young rooster is going to make it. The one that my girls have dubbed Jacques. Don't really know why. I think it's because he's got a really fluffy head. One of those. I think they're actually called Polish chickens, if I remember correctly. But my children have decided that he has a French attitude. So... And his one mistress hen that survived, one hen of the fluffy heads. And they want some more. I think they're quite entertained by it. And I am too. They're entertaining to watch. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love and your forgiveness, your grace, your mercy, time to record this podcast, the people that listen to it, be with them and their families, guide them, bless them, surround them with your angels. Help us to do your will, Lord. Show us what that is. Be a lamp, a light, for our path through this darkness. Help us to know that we can trust you with our souls, and that you will bring us home to you one day. And to do the best we can not to worry about tomorrow, and just to focus on today. Be with our military. Be with our law enforcement. Keep them safe, our firefighters. Give them wisdom and courage and a strong faith. Bring them home to their families safely. Help us to turn back to you as a nation to read your word more consistently each day. Or give us our pride and our arrogance, our vanity, Father. Be with those who are hurting and those who are alone. Comfort them, please. And guide my words here, Father. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Simon Greenleaf. Talk about him. Maybe for a day or two. We'll see. Greenleaf was the royal professor of law at Harvard. A lot of people consider him one of the very greatest legal minds, not only in America, but in Western civilization. He succeeded Justice Joseph Story as the Dane Professor of Law. A lot of Harvard Law School's eminence goes back to those two men. This is out of the America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations. Greenleaf produced a work entitled A Treatise on the Law of Evidence. Still considered to be the greatest single authority on evidence of all the literature on legal procedure. Chief Justice Fuller of the United States Supreme Court described Greenleaf by saying, "He is the highest authority in our courts." So this guy knows a little something about law in America in particular, right? An immense amount more than so many of the politicians and so-called reporters that we have today, and public figures, singers, football players, actors, actresses. November 6, 1852, Greenleaf wrote of the divine character of the Bible, "I think no man who deals honestly with his own mind and heart can entertain a reasonable doubt. For myself, I must say that having for many years made the evidences of Christianity the subject of close study, the result has been a firm and increasing conviction of the authenticity and plenary inspiration of the Bible. It is indeed the Word of God." Wonder how many people today who claim that Christianity is false have actually taken the time to study it and have a background in law on top of that, particularly experts in evidence. Just kind of interesting to think about, because there's a lot of people that look down on Christianity, that think that it's fake, that think that the people that believe in Jesus Christ are fools, which is not shocking to those of us that read the Bible, because Christ tells us that pretty plainly. If they hated him, they're gonna hate us. But if you're a thinking individual, especially if you're listening to the podcast and you're not quite sure about Jesus Christ, I would urge you as we go through this to think about the fact that this man was one of the greatest legal minds in all of Western civilization, and he put a lot of time and effort into studying Christianity. And came out with the fact that the Bible is indeed the Word of God. Read a quote, and I can't remember who said it, folks, or what they said. I want to ascribe it to C.S. Lewis, but I'm not really sure that's correct. But the quote was something along the lines of, "Christianity, if true, is of the utmost importance. It's more important than anything else in the world that you're ever going to come across for you as an individual. If it's false, it's completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't have the slightest shred of importance. But the one thing it can't be is kind of important." There's no like middle ground, folks, where you get to stay forever between heaven and hell. When we die and we get judged, there's no third option. "Well, you don't get to go to heaven, but I'm not going to send you to hell. So there's a little place over here to the side where you can stay." That's not one of the choices laid out in the Bible. Nowhere are you going to see that I'm aware of. And again, I'm not a theological expert, but I've read through it a few times. In this work, A Treatise on the Law of Evidence, Greenleaf writes, If a close examination of the evidences of Christianity may be expected of one class of men more than another, it would seem incumbent upon lawyers who make the law of evidence one of our peculiar studies. Our profession leads us to explore the mazes of falsehood, to detect its artifices, to pierce its thickest veils, to follow and expose its sophistries, to compare the statements of different witnesses with severity, to discover truth and separate it from error. The religion of Jesus Christ not only solicits the grave attention of all to whom its doctrines are presented, but it demands their cordial belief as a matter of vital concernment. These are no ordinary claims, and it seems hardly possible for a rational being to regard them with even a subdued interest, much less to treat them with mere indifference and contempt. If not true, they are little else than the pretensions of a bold impostor. But if they are well founded and just, they can be no less than the high requirements of heaven, addressed by the voice of God to the reason and understanding of man. Such was the estimate taken of religion, even the religion of pagan Rome, by one of the greatest lawyers of antiquity, when he argued that it was either nothing at all or everything. I can't run through the Latin. I'm not even going to try. It would be atrocious. One of the many things in this life I wish I had done is learn at least a foreign language or two. And I guess I still could if I really wanted to that badly. Maybe that's one of my little excuses that I make, not having time for. This is kind of what we talked about earlier. You know, Jesus Christ claims to be God. He says he's the truth, the only way to the Father, the light of the world. Those are either the claims of a madman or a demon, an imposter, as Greenleaf says here, or they're true, given by the very voice of God to the reason and understanding of man. One of the things my father said several times over the years growing up, one of the reasons that he particularly liked Methodist Wesleyan tradition was he always said it required you to think. You couldn't put your brain on a shelf. And of course, it's not completely true. I know quite a few people in the Methodist Church that do a pretty good job of putting their brain on a shelf. But what he meant, I think, is that if you're really interested in the truth, you can't be lackadaisical about it. You can't be indifferent to it. You have to be hot or cold. You have to be absolutely against it because you believe that it's an absolute fraud, or you have to be completely for it and unbelievably overwhelmed by your desperate need for Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that's what Greenleaf here, you know, again, arguably the greatest mind, legal mind in Western history. And he's telling us, whether you believe it or not, this isn't something that you can kind of just, you can't be lukewarm to it. Jeez, folks, and that's what we are. We get so wrapped up. I have seen, I saw, and I've seen multiple. I'm picking on somebody right now. I'm not going to tell you who they are. But I saw a very good friend of mine recently watching a sporting event. And they got so excited that they were actually yelling at the TV. And I've seen a couple, I've actually seen a lot, sadly, of people that I consider pretty good friends get that excited at a sporting event over the last few years and really throughout my life, but I've noticed it more now. I pick on this again, folks. I say this for those of y'all that are new to the podcast. Sports is one of my failings. And so I pick on it often because it's one of the things that I fail at. I could sit, if you let me and left me alone, I could sit and watch college football all day on a Saturday. Wouldn't bother me at all. And I would get grossly invested in every single game. Even if I didn't really know the teams, I would pick a side and I would be emotionally, deeply emotionally invested. And man, I could do it in a heartbeat. So when I'm picking on this, if you're new to the podcast, I pick on athletics often because it's one of the things I have to fight against myself. So this friend of mine that was yelling, and they were super excited about this game, about an individual that they're never going to meet in all probability. If they did, it would be in a passing, get a signature or whatever and move on. They're not going to be part of their life. They're not going to be memorable in any way to this individual. Completely irrelevant, right? It's like if you picked a superstar actor or actress and decided that they were going to be super, you just followed them everywhere, right? They don't know us. We're not part of their life, and that's fine. The problem is we get so excited about that, and then we are lukewarm at best to God. Something that is going to control eternity for us forever, our soul. And we're just kind of indifferent. And Greenleaf here, he's saying, even in pagan Rome, I love the comment there because we've talked about it here before. Our founders, they didn't compare us to pagan Rome. Except in the sense that we were a Christian republic, not a pagan republic, right? And we've read a number of quotes about that. I can't pull them in my brain right now. But even the religion of pagan Rome, by one of the greatest lawyers of antiquity, who I wish I knew who he was talking about, but I'm not well versed enough to know, argued that it was either nothing at all or everything. Our faith in Christ is either completely irrelevant or it's everything. And there's a New Testament verse, I don't know if it's Paul or Peter, and said, if only in this life we have the hope of Jesus Christ, then we are to be pitied more than all men. I always took the meaning from that, meaning, if this is all a lie and we believe in Jesus Christ, and so we have this hope in Christ, I put all my hope in Christ that he can pay the price for my sins, that he's all I need, that I don't have to do anything else except just put my faith in him like the thief on the cross. If that only works for this life, oh, how foolish are we then we're to be pitied more than any other men throughout the history of mankind, right? Greenleaf, you go back, and I'll end with this. You know, he said that of all the people, lawyers ought to have a close examination of the evidences of Christianity. We should be expected to do that more than any other. And then the earlier quote from 1852, of the divine character of the Bible, I think no man who deals honestly with his own mind and heart can entertain a reasonable doubt. The Bible is indeed the Word of God. God bless y'all. God bless your families. God bless your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.